I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, alongside Liverpool legend David James. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me on the show, Nick. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. First time in Nashville, so getting to learn a lot very quickly.
Yeah, I guess you haven't had the hot chicken yet. Everybody comes here for that, and I assume, you know, with all the bachelor parties around, you haven't been on a pedal tavern yet, have you?
I've seen that. Hot chicken is on the to-do list.
There you go.
As is ribs. Which yes. I missed out on last night in Broadway. So a lot of stuff still to do.
Yeah, you know, Nashville, there are a lot of different things to do. I'm born and raised Nashvillian, so it's just new stuff pops up every single week. But one thing that's popped up for the summer is Liverpool FC coming to Nashville. How about that?
Fantastic. There was you saying that Nashville's got everything, but it hasn't until the 25th of July when Liverpool turn up to play Sunderland in a preseason match, which will be fantastic.
And also just with the World Cup coming to North America, especially the United States, Canada, and Mexico, what are your thoughts on the game as a whole growing in North America?
From what I've seen on many different levels. I mean, from a Liverpool perspective, we have 26 million supporters here in the US, which is amazing. It's the fastest growing club in support in that sense. So for Liverpool, that's great. But talent-wise, they're getting better. The players are getting better. I believe Nashville are doing pretty well as well.
Yeah, they're semifinals of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So, I mean, beating one of the greats of Mexico, it's impressive.
Yeah, and I think that just illustrates how the game's growing and how the ability is growing. With regards to the fans, I mean, just come from Tampa and a Premier League event there. There were so many fans.
Yeah.
Different shirts from all eras of the Premier League in harmony. Except for the results every now and again, of course. A lot of Liverpool fans there who are very happy with the result yesterday, it has
Absolutely.
To be said. But yeah, I just think football is, or soccer, depending on what you want to call it, is going from strength to strength. And to be here to experience it firsthand, I think, is amazing for me.
Yeah, I'm Italian-American, so I call it Calcio from time to time. I grew up a Milan fan, but I have a soft spot for Liverpool. Because
Milan fan?
Yeah, AC Milan, just growing up back in the day. Yeah. I have some family that live in Milan, and my grandmother's from Sicily, so I'm a big Palermo fan as well. You know, they got relegated way back down to Serie D, so I've been watching their ranks to go through the fourth division all the way up to the first division. So
there will be a few fans here for different reasons that will understand 2005.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Just sorry to bring that up.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll let it slide. But just overall, when it comes to Liverpool going up against an historic club like Sunderland, that's got to be great for just not only brand exposure, but just bring in more fans, new fans that are, like you talk about, maybe not be fans of Liverpool.
Yeah, I think this preseason tour is... The timing of it is exactly right, not just because it's on the back of the World Cup, but because it's so close to the beginning of the season. You mentioned Sunderland there as the opposition here in Nashville. They have had an incredible season. A lot of people have been saying a lot of good things about them. But more importantly, because it's so close to the beginning of the Premier League season, this won't just be a little kick around in front of a few new fans. This is an opportunity for both teams to put their teams through the paces. Give them a good workout in preparation for another successful season.
Not to get too much in the weeds with it, but one of the Italian players, Federico Chiesa, may be leaving in the summer.
I love him.
I know. Right? Who doesn't?
I mean, I love him. Sorry.
No, please elaborate more on Federico Chiesa,
I mean, and again, this is fans who come to the game, 25th of July. Fans who come to the game, hopefully, he'll be hanging around long enough to be there. But when you see the likes of Chiesa, the likes of the talent that Liverpool got, Sunderland have got, just to see how infectious they are. I mean, Chiesa in particular, every time I see him on a football pitch, you can put him in any era. He is one of those guys who will give 100% all the time, is frustrated if he's not able to give 100% for the right reasons, and the guy that you want in your team. And it hurts me because obviously he played for Italy when they beat England, but I love him.
And then another player that's been so much to the club, even though he was at previous clubs before, and that was Mohamed Salah. Wanting to leave on good terms with Liverpool. What's he meant to the club along with the current roster right now?
Yeah, he has been incredible. Whether this season compared to last season, I think the problem was last season was so stellar. It's easy to make the comparisons in the wrong way. But he's another player who gives 100%. And if there was anyone who was going to score against Everton in his last derby, it was going to be Mo Salah. Hopefully for the rest of this season, he can still contribute to get Liverpool to those Champions League places. But I wouldn't be surprised if half the shirts have got his name on the back.
Yeah. Nashville being one of those clubs that love watching Premier League, this city alone loves watching Premier League soccer. I believe it was last year, the year before NBC came, they did like an NBC morning show, and there were thousands of Liverpool shirts everywhere. And I'm just thinking, Mo Salah, Mo Salah, Mo Salah. Everything had Mo Salah on. I was like, yeah, this is a town that loves Liverpool and a lot more Premier League clubs. So it's a wonderful thing to see.
It is, yeah. And if I can sort of bring a bit of synergy with Nashville, I suppose it's like the classic music artist. Me being a big Kenny Rogers fan.
Yeah.
I'm big and I'm a fan. I'm a massive, you understand what I mean.
I get what you're saying, absolutely.
Kenny Rogers is like Liverpool's Mo Salah. It's a name that will always be associated with Kenny Rogers in musical terms, Mo Salah with Liverpool terms. But there will be a new Mo Salah. It might be Rio Ngamoa.
Yeah.
If Nashville fans can come and watch this guy perform, then they'll be seeing the next generation for sure.
Along with Rio, what are some names to, I guess, highlight for some fans that are not, average, that are the average soccer fan, but also are fans that just love following the sport in general?
For coming here to Nashville,
yes.
I can kind of name the whole team if
it's all
you
right.
want. I'm not going to name the whole team because
right.
there's too many of them. But we have so much talent, and I think because of the timing of the game against Sunderland a couple of weeks before the Premier League season, then you're going to see strong teams going out there. There will be as well new additions, I'm sure, because of the transfers and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I think the Nashville fans will get to see Liverpool players in action before a lot of the homegrown fans back home in the UK. So it's an opportunity, as I say, to really get on the Liverpool train, if you like. Now, I have to use train as an analogy because we've just seen a 3-mile train blocking the roads around here, which seems to be quite common.
Welcome to the club. This is a normal thing around Nashville. You got to know your back roads, go over some, ramps here and there, but that's always a thing, especially when you go to a Nashville SC game. If you take down, one of those back roads, you're going to run into a train. You'll be there for 35 minutes.
Fantastic.
It just happens. But yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask your career along with Liverpool, being one of the most capped players for the club itself, and one of them being a part of a big championship team, and that was the Football League's Cup.
The
in 95,
the,
correct?
The League Cup in 95, yeah. I was with Liverpool for 7 years. It's interesting because when you're playing, you are with your team, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. You leave the team and obviously you want that new team that you're with to win. Having stopped, played, traveled around the world, like I said, experiences in Tampa, experiences in other continents. When you meet Liverpool fans, they're part of your family. They welcome you in. And I can only encourage people to come to watch this game, because when you meet other Liverpool fans, they're going to be friends for life.
Yeah.
In a different way, I would argue, to a lot of other clubs. I had some great times there, some great music, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, some of the best.
Some of the best, yeah. And also, another bit of synergy with 2005, I came to Chicago to play for England against the US, watch Liverpool win that Champions League game, which you probably have tried to forget about.
I try.
I've had a bit of an experience with playing here in the US, having US fans come to watch the game, and to come back here now. Say to talk about the preseason tour, it's nice full circle.
Yeah, and as for you being a former player now on the other side of things when it comes to the club, but you still get that itch from time to time, just like you want to be back out there with the club?
I do, yeah. And occasionally I'll get invited to do penalty shootouts at halftime. Save 12-year-old kids' penalties.
Just ruin their future.
Yeah, in front of the cop. It's the weirdest thing to save a penalty in front of a cop with a Liverpool goalkeeper's jersey on and get booed.
Oh. Yeah. That's a bad combo. Like, it's almost like, arrest me, please. Yeah, I feel like I've done something wrong, right?
It was almost like the height of my performance, and I got it. But it was all good-natured. As I said, Liverpool fans are absolutely fantastic. But, I itch. But to see the talent, I go and watch plenty of games. These guys are incredible. And as I say, I just encourage them. I mean, if you're a Nashville fan who wants to start supporting an English team, Liverpool's your team.
Yeah, and also, too, when it comes to the city alone, I know you haven't been to a game here in Nashville yet. Have you been to the stadium facility at all?
En route.
Okay.
There's a train in the way.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of the reasons. But when you get there, it is one of the, I'd say, the most beautiful stadium in North America. It is. It's the largest soccer-specific stadium in North America. But overall, just the way, like you mentioned with family with Liverpool, that's how a lot of Nashville SC fans feel. That's how a lot of media feel. You walk in and you feel like you're a part of the club. You're a part of the group. And I think that's something that Liverpool fans will kind of catch on to when they come to Nashville to see this game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the sort of, I'm a sportsman at heart, even though my career was in football. I've been to different sports stadiums here in the US over years. First of all, just seeing the construction. There's a lot of very American style to American stadiums, which is exactly how it should be. But to meet fans, and I think in July, to actually meet local fans would be amazing.
Yeah.
And again, just have I love talking to people about their reasons for supporting teams, to reasons for supporting sport. Just to get that experience, I think would be absolutely amazing.
Well, I appreciate your time, David. I know you got a lot going on. You guys are en route elsewhere, but appreciate you stopping by the studio and talking a little bit about some soccer or football or caucho, however you want to call it, the world's game. And it is going to be a busy schedule for the summer, World Cup, and then you have this, the preseason tour coming around Saturday, July 25th, Liverpool FC taking on Sunderland. And if you want to get those tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com and anywhere else. Do you have anything else you want to plug?
Well, hopefully, if I get out here, then maybe I can share a hot dog with you watching the game.
Done. Look, sign, seal, deliver.
We're shaking. There we go.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Well, hey, Dave, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And we'll get into more of this on the other side of the Chase and McJoe Show, 102.5 The Game.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.